do you like me so far?
K5YJ.
VE7KFM.
And VE7KFM, K5YJ. So, Carl, this is where I disagree. I respectfully disagree with that logic. Is that as a man of both real estate and military procedure, rules of procedure are everything. They are the crux of what you work by. It's like the argument that I made last night. 99 attaboys will be erased by one ocean. So in the respect of how you execute your business, right, especially something that is as important as determining when somebody does not break the rule, right? So legally, the burden of proof is on the organization. And when that happens, everything has to be done right. Today's culture. The previous argument of the debate that was happening. Good example, Carl, good example was a guy that got caught on video that he ran from the police officer and the police officer gunned him down. Everybody understands that police officer is wrong. But what people don't understand is that there was a time up until recently that if you ran from police, your ass was going to get beat. But unfortunately, in today's world, in today's society, right, that's not acceptable. And the reason is because it's not procedure. The burden of proof being on you, right, as an organization, let's say you represent the FCC. You're standing there and you're catching somebody that you're going to try to catch somebody that's doing ill will. So you expend a lot of money on that proof, right? So you hire, you pay for the engineers, you pay for the TDY orders, you pay for the hotel, you pay for the equipment, right? But you're going to have to rent all that crap. They don't have it. Tell me that the FCC has that on capital. No, they rent it from another organization, most likely. You pay all this money, right, to get all of this information on the table. If you don't follow the rules of chain of custody and how you obtain the information and getting your warrants and putting your paperwork aside, all of that money means nothing. It's all useless. And the fact that you at some point, and you should know this, right, as an FCC person, if that is your procedure, you're going to find somebody and you're going to recoup costs for, say, $20,000 or $11,000. You better have your shit together, right? You better have all your dot I's and cross T's done, because any deviation from those procedures, from your own procedures, somebody's going to poke you in the eye in front of a judge. And so that, in that respect, if she screwed it up, it does not matter. It doesn't matter whether something was or was not being done. It's what you can prove. And if you can't stand in front of the legal court and prove your case correctly, that you followed your procedures and your chain of custody beyond a shadow of a doubt and beyond what a reasonable jury or a reasonable person or grand jury would understand, then you're an idiot. You see what I'm saying? There's no difference. You're going to walk out of the courtroom with your tail hung, and somebody's going to look at you and say, you spent all this money, why'd you lose this case for us? And in the case of the SEC Enforcement Division, there's still no culpability. Because half of them are going to go, fuck it, I'm taking another job, bye. Or they're going to be like, I'm retiring in 6 months. Sanctuary, what are you going to do to me? I got my, call me when I get my fur retirement. So in that respect, it sucks that if the SEC didn't do their job, right, they're going to leave with a lot of egg on their face, right? What sucks, what I feel bad about, is that these poor guys have to be drugged through the court system, right? And cooked before, you know, what is it supposed to be? Innocent until proven guilty, everything else. And it's my hope, it is my wish that we see these people turn around and sue the federal government under the Tort Claims Act. I really hope that happens, because that would be just insult to injury. So not only did you screw up on your procedures, you got overzealous. And if an organization violates its own rules beyond a reasonable doubt, then they are held liable. That's the funny thing. If I sue the FCC for not following their rules, right, by the Federal Tort Claims Act, my O&M budget for my department goes to paying off the civil penalties that you incurred from court. So there's a dual-edged sword. Not only do you have to do it right, okay, there's consequences. The consequences are going to load you to the bottom out of your already sadly. This is going to be worse for the federal, for the amateur community, because now an even already strained budget is going to be strained even more if that act is enacted, if that rule is enacted, that they're going to have to fire up some enforcement. So, well, because it's bullshit, because nobody has resources to go out and actually enforce. So I get a problem with it on all sides. So it is my hope that if the burden of proof is on the organization, SEC, and if they screwed it up, they should be held accountable. And they should be held accountable in such a way that they see the individuals that they accuse of the crime to walk. Straightforward, walk out of the courtroom, and now everybody's looking at you going, why didn't you do your job right? But that's neither here nor there, right? T5YJ.
James, I know about burden of proof. I know where it lies, etc. I don't know if you realize, but I was a lawyer. I was fully trained as a lawyer, etc. So I don't pretend to know American administrative law, but nothing you said, you know, surprises me, of course.
You were never a lawyer. You weren't allowed to be a lawyer there. Tell the truth.
Did I just hear the Tom motherfucker Watley, the former N1 son of a bitch, without even a hint of an excuse, come on this frequency? What, James, what do you think possessed that... a big, fat, incompetent ex-bully cop, now just a bully hand, to break FCC rules and barge in on frequency. Did we mention Tom motherfucker Watley? N1 fucking morons call sign. Did we mention his previous vanity call sign, N1 son of a bitch?
Sorry, Carl. Sorry.
He was a bad bully cop.
No, I wasn't a bully cop. There's no evidence to support that.
Zardetsky, the former N9 VTB.
No, I wasn't. I retired 22 years. Nothing in my file says I was a bully.
Did we mention anything about that son of a bitch, James? Did we mention anything about that son of a bitch? Your friend, I think, James. Your friend.
James, are we friends?
Friend of your friend. James.
Are we friends? Maybe we're friends.
James, what are you doing talking under me?
Hey, wait a minute. First of all, I was just correcting the record, Carl, that you were not a lawyer. You weren't allowed to be a lawyer, but you just claimed you were a lawyer. You went to law school, but you were not a lawyer. So let's make sure we got that straight. I'll be standing by, listening and recording. I'm welcome. Go ahead, Carl.
The N1 fucking moron.
Yeah, he corrected himself. You were correct.
Son of a bitch. The bad bully, now ex-cop.
Roger. Okay, I'll stand by and listen to 1FM.
School of Florida.
And by the way, let him know that you hear me over him, even though you're closer to him, in 1FM.
Talking to a radio criminal, James. James, I am highly, highly disappointed in your conduct, James.
I don't hold any ill will.
I am just absolutely disappointed in your conduct.
And it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. All right. Hey, go ahead, Carl. Carl, you can talk now. I'll stop talking. In 1FM.
Oh, what a thunk it, James, that you are even acknowledging a bad bully, a fucking cop. My God.
I mean, I was just correcting the guy. Don't get mad. He said he was a lawyer. He did say he was trained as a lawyer, but then he said he was a lawyer. I was just making it clear that he was never a lawyer. He wasn't allowed to be a lawyer. And the British Victoria Law Society said, no, he couldn't be a lawyer. So he wasn't allowed to be a lawyer, but he did go to law school. I was just correcting the record. I'll stand by. I didn't mean to cause this. I deeply apologize for causing this confusion, but I was just setting the record straight that he was not allowed to be a lawyer. Anyway, I'll be standing by in 1FM. Go ahead, guys. Roger, YJ, I'll be standing by. Go ahead, sir. I'll yield and stand down. They want to come. Now he's going to QRM instead of dealing with the issues and talking about the issues. Carl has to play this tape from 2005, the edited tape that he tried to get me in trouble with the FCC. And he said it was your right.
Not one.
And Laura Smith had to tell him that there was no violation in this edited, altered tape. He's got to lock the mic down and play a 19-minute tape. Clearly now, you know what the problem is. Norwood, Florida, Mexico. I'll be listening.